The mitzvah of tzitzis appears twice in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, once in Parsha Shlach and once in Parsha Kisetze. And there are two parts to the mitzvah, the beged, the actual cloth of tzitzis, and the chutin, the strings. In Parsha Shlach it says, Hakanaf psil techeles. We'll get to the difference between psil and gedil. But in Parsha Shlach it says Hakanaf psil techeles. In Parsha Kisetze it says gedilim ta'aselach al arba kanfos kesuscha asher techaseba. What materials are chayav in tzitzis? So comes the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis 39b and quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says wool or linen. The Chachamim say, that might be true midah oraisa, but the Chachamim say that any beged is chayev midrabanan, any material. The Shulchan Aruch says, in terms of what material is best to wear, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis, it's best to wear tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen. The Ramah in Siman Tes, this is where Hilchos Tzitzis appears, the Ramah in Siman Tes quotes Tosfos in Menachos, Daf Lamed Tes, and the Rush in Menachos all say, again, the Ramah in Siman Tes, Tosfos in Menachos Lamed Tes, and the Rush in Menachos, that all begadim are chayiv mida oraisa, and that's how we paskin. That's the difference you'll see between Svardim, who are makbid on wool and wool only, and the Ashkenazim, who many of them wear wool, many of them wear cotton. The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Mem Amud Beis, as well as Rav Moshe in a tshuva. We're known to quote a lot of tshuvas in Igros Moshe. So the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Amud Beis, as well as Rav Moshe, point out that polyester, or leather, what's called in Hebrew, begadim shel or, leather begadim, are putter. The general klal, and the reason why this is connected to the begadim shel or, the general klal is that a beged must be woven together. That's why mesh tzitzis are putter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. They're no good, but a beged has to be woven together. A mesh pair of tzitzis are not woven together. We always say that we do lumdus in 40 topics also, so let's get to the main chakira in Hilchos Tzitzis. What is the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis? The nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis is that it's a combination of kiyumis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, kiyumit, it's a fulfillment mitzvah, and chiyuvis, obligatory. Meaning, in simple English, you only need to wear tzitzis on a beged of dalad kanfos. If you have a beged of four corners, then you have to wear tzitzis. What's the size of tzitzis in order to be chayev? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us the size is a beged that covers rosho verubo, the head and most of the body of a kavan shehigia l'chinuch, we assume an 8 or 9 year old. And based on the sizes of regular 8 or 9 year olds, you're talking about 14 inches in the front, 14 inches in the back. That's the beged. What must the chutin look like? We said we were going to do beged and chutin. We're going to do a lot more than that. But beged and chutin, what must the chutin, the strings, look like? So we mentioned before the difference between the two mentions of the mitzvah tzitzis and Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We'll just recap for those who came in late. Parsha Shlach and Parsha Kisetze. In Parsha Shlach it tells us, Hakanaf psil techeles. We say this every day in Shema. In Parsha Kisetze it says, Gedilim ta'aselach al arba kanfos kesuscha asher techaseba. Difference between psil and gedil. The psil is the free-flowing strings, the actual strings of the tzitzis. And the gedil are the cord-like, the wound-up strings, right by the knots, right by kidei aniva, right by the knots, like the high end of the strings. So the ratio is, you need 2/3 of psil, 2/3 of the actual strings, the free-flowing strings, and 1/3 of gedil. The Gemara and Menachos, Daf Lamed Tes, just give measurements for this. A lot of this is in Perek HaKometz Rabbah, the third Perek, and mainly in Perek HaTcheles. HaKometz Rabbah would be next week when we do Hilchos Tefillin, coming attractions. But this is in Maseches Menachos. So the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lamed Tes, a lot of Menachos tonight, the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Tes, tells us that a psil is for a godlin, which is one tefach. And that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Nutam has a different opinion where he says that it's twice as much. He says that it's 8 a godlin. There are two types of chutin. There's what we call lavan and tcheles. According to Rashi and Tosvos, lavan, the breakup of what you have to wear. According to Rashi and Tosvos, lavan is two strings on a tzitzis. You have to wear two strings of lavan. According to the Rambam, it's three strings. And michlal hey natasha me'alav, that what the ratio of tcheles is. But according to Rashi and Tosvos, two strings of lavan. According to the Rambam, three strings. When it comes to tcheles, you got it. Rashi and Tosfos, two strings of tcheles, and the Shita Sarambam is one string of tcheles, and according to them, it's all one mitzvah called lavan utcheles. The Balamor felt that Tcheles is Ma'akev. The Gemara, just before the Balamor, the Gemara in Menachos Taf Lamed Ches says that both Lavan and Tcheles are not Ma'akev each other. They don't prevent, if you're missing one, you're not prevented from fulfilling the mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah, min amuvchar, to put Lavan on before Tcheles. It's one mitzvah. V'haya lachem letzitzis. Letzitzis includes both the Lavan and the Tcheles. The Balamor, as we said before, we'll just repeat it, felt that Tcheles is ma'akev in the mitzvah. You need Tcheles. But most Rishonim disagree with that. Most Rishonim took on the Balamor and disagree with that. And that's how we paskin halacha l'maisa. I'm not talking about whether you wear Tcheles or not. I'm talking about just hashing out the shitos and the Rishonim, which I think we do so well in 40 topics, just hashing out the shitos and getting which shita says what. In fact, the Rama points out that Ashkenazim have the minhag to only make chutei lavan even with a colored beged and talis. The talis must be lavan, the beged. It can be that it's white on white, or it could be black on white, or blue on white, but the actual beged is white. The Gemara in Menachos Andaf Mem, moving forward, the Gemara in Menachos Andaf Mem says that one who colors his chutin with kala ilan, what was believed to be tcheles, with kala ilan is also yotze, based on sveika de oraisa l'chumra, that one should wear tcheles. People who don't wear tcheles, thank you so much. The people who don't wear tcheles hold that you only do a mitzvah when it has a clear mesora. Because there's been so much back and forth, and we're not doing the topic of tcheles tonight, we're just discussing it for 2 minutes, but because there's so much back and forth, there's no clear mesora. There's a whole history of it. I used to have a shiur that was on Yitar. I took it off because I gave a more expansive version of it, and then the time I gave the more expansive version of it, I forgot to put it on Yitar. So the next time I give it, I'll, you know, Bli Neder Mirza Hashem upload to Yitar. It was called The Real Life Color War, The True Story of Tcheles. And it was the history of tcheles through the ages, of how the of just how Tcheles was found, or people who questioned it. But others counter that this is not, people say, well, Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, you should definitely wear Tcheles. Others counter that it's not Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, but rather what's a new phrase in Lund is called a chesron yediya. You are lacking knowledge. You're lacking historical findings or knowledge. A chesron yediya, a lack of knowledge, is not considered to be a safek. The Prima Gadim just adds to that. We also don't say, according to the Prima Gadim, we also don't say Sveika de Oraisa L'chumra when by doing the mitzvah, you won't fulfill the mitzvah bevadai. Safik de Oraisa L'chumra is only when you're definitely doing a mitzvah, when you are doing a mitzvah bevada'os. Next, the Gemara in Menachos Andaf Membeis Amud Aleph tells us, Membeis Amud Aleph tells us that the strings have to be woven lishma. That's why it's best to get avodat yad, avodas yad, where it's made without a machine. It's made by hand. This is the same thing, and we'll get to this when we do 40 topics Pesach, about machine shmura matzah and hand shmura matzah. You want, ideally, the hand shmura matzah. The machine is a question. Many people don't use it at the Seder for exactly this reason, because it's a question of whether machines can create lishma. But people definitely can. You say, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And there's a machlokas rishonim beyond that. To take it a step further, Donnie, there's a machlokas rishonim whether a guy tying tzitzis and weaving a beged with a Yisrael standing over him, with a Yisrael omed al gabav, is kosher. This is a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Rush. According to the Rambam holds that this is puzzle. And according to the Rush holds that you can have, that it's kosher, that you can have a Jew standing over a guy making tzitzis. The shazira, Shin Zayin, Yud, Reish, Hey. The Shazira, the spinning of the tzitzis, also must be done lishma. In fact, the Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Tzadi Vav, take a 2 second break from Menachos, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Vav, but no second break from Shas. So, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Vav, Amud Aleph, as well as the Rush in Hilchos Tzitzis, says, we paskin this way, like the Sifrei, each string, in terms of the spinning. Each string is mushed into 8 strings. They are combined to make one string. And you take 4 strings of that type and put them through the hole. That's what's called, because it's doubled over, kafel shmona, which is learned from the Big Day Kahuna and Parshas Tetzaveh. Next, what happens if the tzitzis rip? If your tzitzis rip, what happens? So the Gemara, everything's based on the Gemara, right? So the Gemara in Menachos, Sandaf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, as well as the Shulchan Aruch Benjamin in Simon Yud Beis, tells us, as long as what's left to the tzitzis, I referenced before in a different context, but as long as what's left is called kedei aniva, from tying, from knotting, enough to still tie a string, that's kosher. That's also learned from the Big Day Kahuna, because the Pasuk tells us, v'yir kesua sachoshen, we'll land it later, v'yir kesua sachoshen, and the Targum on that, Unkelus says, via anvun, ayin nun vez, or vet. Ayin nun vet vez, kidei aniva. Kidei aniva is the knot. Not right now, but whether you wear your tzitzis out or in, after shir, you can take a look at what I'm talking about. It's at the point of the knot. So kidei aniva is the knot. If one string rips entirely, the tzitzis are puzzled. That means that it's ripping beyond kidei aniva, beyond the knot. If two strings rip past kedei aniva, past the knot, the tzitzis are psula. Rabbeinu Tam says that we paskin that if three strings rip, even if the knot is still intact, the tzitzis are pusul, or psula. What's the zman hamitzvah? And here, we did this a little bit with the topics of the Yom and Tovim in Elul. We did Rosh Hashanah, we did Aseres Mechuva, Yom Kippur Sukkis. You always want to ask yourself, in any sugya, in morning seder, you always want to ask yourself basic questions. What's the zman mitzvah? What's the nature of the mitzvah? That's in terms of lumdas. You want to ask, who's chayav in the mitzvah? Halachic sugyas especially. So what's the zman mitzvah? So we know the Pasuk tells us in Parsha Shlach, again Shlach and Kisete, we'll be drawing from that all night, but Parsha Shlach tells us Uri'isa Moso. Uri'isa Moso means that it has to be the relevant time is a Shas Re'iyah. The Torah points out the mitzvah is by Yom, not by Laila, for exactly that reason. It does not mean that when you get to nighttime you take off your tzitzis, but it means that the optimal time for tzitzis, when you're making bracha of amitzat tzitzis, that is in the morning, of course. Because during the day you can see tzitzis. There's a machlokes rishonim between the Rosh and the Rambam. The statement about Laila Lavzman Tzitzis, what does that mean? The fact that nighttime, Jacob, is not the time for Tzitzis. So, the Rush holds that it's Prat Luxus Laila. Pajamas, PJs are not Chayiv and Tzitzis. Things that you only wear at night are not Chayiv and Tzitzis. That's the Rush. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis says Pshuto K'mashmo. Nighttime is not the time for Tzitzis. Lamaisa, we do wear Tzitzis on a Ksus Laila Biyom. But we don't make a bracha on such a beged. Again, we do wear tzitzis on a ksus laila, PJs if you wear it by yom, but there's no bracha. You only say a bracha on a ksus yom biyom. And to that, I want to follow up with the following important Hilchos Tzitzis question. Do blankets require tzitzis? So according to the Balei HaTosfos, yes, they do. And according to the Balei HaTosfos who say that they do, their raya is from shatnez. Because the Pasuk says, by shatnez, lo ya'ale alecha. You're not allowed to put it on you. There's a problem even if you're not wearing it. This is a major sugya. We're not discussing this now. We hopefully will by 40 Topics Purim. It's a fascinating sugya within a sugya of shatnez and Purim costumes, which is a fascinating sugya within a sugya. And it's based on two mishnayas. Shas mishnayas, fellas, come on. Two mishnayas in Maseches Kilayim, in the ninth perek, because Kilayim is, of course, broken up to, we need to know Shas, fellas, come on. Broken up into different types of kilayim, kilei zroim, kilei behema. So the mesechta ends with kilei begadim, forbidden mixtures in begadim, and that's the ninth perek. So shatnez and things like that. And there are two mishnayos. I think it's test beis and test dalid. I could be wrong. Test beis and test dalid. Shalom to all. Test beis and test dalid. Wake up. Let's go. Test beis and test dalid. That tell us that you can wear shatnez if it's just lahavir sameches, if it's just to go through a border, and you're not wearing it. Because the problem is lo yilbash, or lo silbash. But lo ya'ale alecha tells us that the problem's even more chamor. You're not even allowed to put it on you, just as feilishtik, just to get through the Canadian border. You're not even allowed to put it on you. But I'm not wearing it. It's just on my shoulders. It doesn't matter. So that's what they say, lo ya'ale alecha, it's a problem even if you're not wearing it. That's the Balei HaTosfos Uraya. And the Magen Avraham is mekil because of a double suffix, what we call svek sveka, a double doubt. Says the Magen Avraham in his svek sveka, maybe the Rush is right, that it's a ksus laila, and therefore you'd be putter, blankets. Or maybe the Mordechai, who we haven't quoted yet, maybe the Mordechai is right. The Mordechai says that it's not called a beged unless it's around your body. We had quoted before, Sammy, that the lo ya'ale alecha is a chumrah. Even if you're not wearing it, but it's, you know, being held on your shoulders, so that's a problem. This is, it's not called a beged unless it's around your body. It's different than shatnez. because Shadis actually says Asher techaseba, it has to be covering you. Here we're saying that exact point. It's not called a beged unless it's mechase you, that which covers you. Lamaisa, blankets are patur mitzitzis. We always go through the sugya. And then, welcome, we always go through the sugya, and then we say the halacha l'maisa. You can't just say how we paskin, we have to do the sugya. So the l'maisa, halacha l'maisa by blankets are patur mitzitzis. Because blankets don't cover you in the sense that you wear it around your body. It's around you, definitely in the winter when it's colder, but it's around you just for the purpose of sleep. You wouldn't walk around like that, and if you wouldn't walk around dressed like that, it's not like a shirt. It's not like a coat. And we know that. So, what about tzitzis on Shabbos and Yontif? That's the next question. So the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, 28a. The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph tells us you need all four tzitzios to perform the mitzvah properly. We mentioned before that tzitzis ripping depends if one rips to a certain point, or if two or three rip to any point to their puzzle, their psula. So the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Chaf Ches says you need all four tzitzios to perform the mitzvah properly. And the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lamed Ches tells us the one who goes with his tzitzis to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos. The extra tzitzis are a burden and are not batel to the beged. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, David, Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, but a pair of tzitzis tied properly, you may wear to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. That problem, Ari, was only for tzitzis psula, tzitzis that weren't tied or made properly. But tzitzis that are tied properly, you're allowed to wear into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, even balayla. The Rama points out the chazaka is that it's a kosher pair of tzitzis. Your regular pair of tzitzis is a kosher pair of tzitzis, so you don't need to check it before going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim b'Shabbos. The Rama in Simen Ches, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Ches, tells us that during the week, you must check, speaking of checking tzitzis, you must check your tzitzis every morning, just examine them for a second, just see that they're okay. And in fact, we know that from the Rosh Tevos of tzitzis. Because tzitzis in the Chumash is spelled chaser. It's spelled with one yud, not two. We might spell it with two. But it's spelled with one yud. So it stands for tzaddik, a righteous person. Yafrid, separates, meaning checks and examines. Tzaddik, yafrid, tzitzios of tamid. That's tzitzis. Rosh Tevos tzitzis. We learn something new every day. It's spelled chaser in the Chumash. So only with one yud. The Gemara Menachos on the Flamed Zion, we move forward. The Gemara Menachos on the Flamed Zion Amid Aleph, as well as the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud Gimel, Si'if Gimel, tells us that if a person realizes on Shabbos he's in a Carmelis, where it's a questionable area to carry, where it's usur to carry, at least Midrabanan, not Minat Torah, but at least Midrabanan, until it has four walls, and he's wearing Pasul Tzitzis, he shouldn't remove them until he gets home. Why? Because the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis tells us that Gadol Kovad Abrios Shedocha Eslosasa Shabbat Torah. We're worried about your embarrassment. We're worried about your shame. We don't want you to start taking off clothing, even if it's for a good purpose. We care about Kovad Abrios. Whereas Rashi in Brachos on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Rashi in Brachos on that Daf Brachos Yud Tes Amud Beis tells us that if you're in Rishus HaRabim Doraisa and you realize your tzitzis are psula, then you must take them off immediately. But that's only if you're in a Rosh Hashanah Doraisa Ariel. If you're in a Rosh Hashanah Drabanan, or in a place where it's usher to carry me Drabanan, like a Carmelist, you do not take your tzitzis off. Is a katan chayev to wear tzitzis? Now we're going to go to the gavra hamechayev. So a gadol is, we also spoke about the size relating to a katan. So that gave away a little bit of the answer, because we said that a katan sheyigil chinuch, an 8 or 9 year old. Katan sheyigil chinuch is really a year or two earlier than that. Right, a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, those who remember, we spoke about Dalad Minim, Motzei Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about, you know, Hilchos Sukkis, so we mentioned that Hilchos Sukkis, that a katan hayodeel ananea is chayiv and lulav, and we quote it from the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. So the is a katan chayiv to wear tzitzis, so the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis says, yes, once he knows how to get dressed, it's around age 5, let's say, his father is chayiv to get him a pair to wear. Comes the Mordechai, that was Sukkah Membeis. Comes the Mordechai in Sukkah at the end of the third parak, at the end of Lulav HaGazal, a great parak, and says he has to know how to hold on to the tzitzis during Kriyat Shema. A lot of people don't take out the tzitzis during Kriyat Shema. There are a fair amount of people who do, but there's a whole other group of people who don't. But in terms of training a katan, katan shehigia le chinuch. Proper chinuch is to train him to do the mitzvahs properly when he's in fact chayav, when he gets to 13. But you have to start him young. So if he knows how to hold on to his tzitzis during Kriyat Shema, that's what's most important. Comes the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and tells us that women are peturos from tzitzis. Why? Because the mitzvah saseishas man grama. Why is it a mitzvah saseishas man grama elimelech? Because ureisem oso prat liyom. Or really prat lalaila in order to exempt laila. But prat liyom, that you're only chayiv, by yom. And Tosos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, if I haven't said this yet this year, I'll say it for the first time. The sugyas, we need to know where sugyas are in Shas. Mitzvah Saseishas Man Grama appears in a number of sugyas in Shas, but primarily in Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled. Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Daled, we need to know where things are in Shas. Tosos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled tells us that even if they want to, even if women want to wear tzitzis, we discourage them from doing so. Because it's seen as yuara, it's seen as arrogance, it's seen as gaiva. The Sefer Ha'agur, with an aleph, the Sefer Ha'agur tells us that tzitzis is in fact not even a chovas hagavra, getting more to the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis, which we did already. Kiyum is chiyuv is Isaac, right? So, but tzitzis itself is not a chovas hagavra, it's really a chovas habeged. It's only a chova if you're wearing a beged, keyword beged, Kobe, shel dalet kanfos, of four corners. That doesn't mean that it's a chiyuv hagavra. There are certain gavras that are included, and certain that are excluded, mitzvah seisas man grama, excludes women. But only if you're wearing a beged adal kanfos. Women are also peturos based on the hekesh to tefillin. That since, and next week we'll see this because we're doing 40 topics tefillin. So, based on the hekesh to tefillin, that the pasuk says, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. And it's like a triple connection. So, it's a double connection, a triple connection. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Bo, this is the end of Parshas Bo, in Shvi of Bo, Shmos Perek Yud Gimel. The same way it tells us, Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. That's a reference to tefillin. The same way that they're exempt from tefillin, the same way they're peturos from tefillin, which is connected to Talmud Torah, based on this pasuk, they're also peturos based on Vishinantam Levanecha in terms of Torah. Vishinantam Levanecha V'lo Levnosecha. That's the drasha that's made. Avadim are peturos just like women, because the Gemara has Gzira Shava of, excuse me, La La Me'isha. It says law in one place, says law in another place, la la me isha, which we learned from Isha, and that's that. Comes the Maharil, who we last quoted in the Rosh Hashanah davening shir here in the EL. The Maharil tells us that even though there are different minhagim, the prevalent minhag is that you don't wear a talis gadol until marriage. Why not? So it's a remez and a juxtaposition in Parshas Kiseitse. We mentioned before, right? One of the mentions, Shlach and Kiseitse. So one of them is Kiseitse, and we quoted Gedilim Ta'aselach, Al Arba Kanfos Kesuscha Shifta Chaseba. Right after that is the mitzvah of Kiddushin. So you have the mitzvah of Tzitzis, you have the Pasuk of Tzitzis, Mordechai, and the Pasuk of getting married. Gedilim Ta'aselach is juxtaposed with Ki Kachish Isha. The other answer is we're Malin Bakodesh, you wait till a certain point to put on your talis gadol. What's the bracha on tzitzis? What's the bracha? As we mentioned it before, but now we'll attribute a shita to it. The smak with a kuf. The smak tells us that the bracha is al mitzvah tzitzis. You can't say lihis atef, and here I'm just going to digress for a moment. There are certain, we're going to see this next week when we do 40 topics tefillin. There are certain brachos that you say le on, and certain that you say al mitzvahs on. The le are the ones that you're like engulfed in the mitzvah. Your whole body is doing, right? Like a leshev basukah. Lehaniach tefillin, where the bias, you know, the sheliyat is on your kibores, it's on your bicep. And then the shelrosh is on your head. Tzitzis is around your body, so maybe you should say lehisati, but we don't, because we have a talis gadol where you do atifa, right? There's a difference between put the tzitzis over your head, jersey style, and the talis where you wrap it around your head and you do real atifa. The Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Zayin Rebbe, is one of the most important Gemaras we will quote all year. Because it comes up in a lot of sugyas. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Zayin Rebbe tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol mitzvos mevarech alein over la'asiyasam. When you have a birchas mitzvah, you have to make the bracha and then do the action. You make the bracha before doing the ma'isa mitzvah. So that's Psachim Zayin Amid Beis, the first third of the Amud, the requirement of over la'asiyasam. The Torah points out, because it's a beged chadash, if it is a new beged, you should make a shechiyanu the first time you wear it. It has to be ra'ilu levisha, but you wear If you're wearing it for the first time, you can make a Shechianu. We spoke about this in Rosh Hashanah. We did 40 Tapis Rosh Hashanah the first week. I wasted no time because this is also a very important machlokes in Shas, in Halacha, and it comes up, it permeates all areas of Halacha and Shas. What's the nature of the bracha of Shechianu? Why do we recite Shechianu? Better to have it in your notes 10 times than to have it either zero or once. This way it'll come up in every sugya and it'll make sense where it comes up. We're all about clarity. The machlokas is like this. What's the nature of Shechianu? Why do you recite Shechianu on any mitzvah in particular? So, the Balamor, at the end of Pesachim, it's the last Balamor. Daf Chav Chesem Bebez in the Dapi Arif. Pesachim has 121 blot, the last sugya of Shechianu Ari. So, the last Balamor is talking about why we don't recite Shechianu on Tzvira Sa'omer. Why not Shechianu Tzvira Sa'omer? So the Balamor says, L'dava, L'ogmas Nafshenu, L'dava Nafshenu, Chav Chesem Bebez over there in the brick writing. He says, we've lost our Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is connected to Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Ha'omer, etc. Parshas Emor. So we don't recite Shechianu. So says the Balamor, Zetmin Funda Araya, we're going to do a little bit of Yiddish in 40 topics. You see from here a proof that you only make a Shechianu on a joyous mitzvah, on a mitzvah de Isba Simcha. That's the Balamor in Pesachim, Chav Chesem and Beis in the Dapi Arif, on a mitzvah de Isba Simcha. And the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos tells us, you say a Shechianu on a mitzvah Habba Mizman Lizman. Those are the laptops, it's easier. You could scroll up and see your notes from Rosh Hashanah, which I see a couple of you doing. But you do a mitzvah Habba Mizman Lizman, which is assumed to be a once-a-year mitzvah. People ask the Klotz Kasha of, why do we do that on Kriyas Megillah? The night and the day are seen in terms of this, and in terms of Lundus, it's viewed as one mitzvah. The night and the day of Purim. Mitzvah Habba Mizman Lizman, that's why you make a Shechianu. It's seen as two different mitzvahs. It's one day, so it's a mitzvah Habba Mizman Lizman in terms of that. But I'll just say now and then repeat 40 Topics Purim in a few months from now that the nighttime Kriya and the daytime Kriya are on different levels. The nighttime Kriya, Kriyas Megillah, is Drabanan, and the daytime is Midivrei Kabbalah, which we're going to get to in 5,000 years of Torah history, not esoteric Divrei Kabbalah, which is the area of halachos that are learned from, and dinim that are learned from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, not from Torah, that's Do'oraisa, but from Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Must you make a new bracha when there's a hefsik? What if you take your tzitzis off? You play ball. You go on the treadmill. Any of those things. Must you make a new bracha when there's a hefsik? So the Shulchan Aruch says yes, if the hefsik was even a minimal one. The Shulchan Aruch's machmir for this David. And even if it's a minimal one, a minimal hefsik, you make a new bracha. The Rama says no, and that's what we paskin. Unless the hefsik was a significant one, what's considered to be? So the later poskim, the Gedolei HaAchronim, in the last 100 years or so, say that that is defined as 1 hour. Some people say 45 minutes, but it's assumed to be an hour. Between games, or between treadmill runs, or between the treadmill and the shower, it's best to put them on again. If you think they're going to get sweaty, I don't think it's a mitzvah behidur, you know, to wear tzitzis. A lot of people have asked me through the years, in the Tuesday basketball, I think you should take off your tzitzis. It's not becoming to the tzitzis. You don't want them to get sweaty, and they get disgusting. Yeah, you could always wash it off after, but it's not becoming to. Other people can disagree, and that's fine. Mochanto shel Torah, but elu ve'elu. But I don't think that that's appropriate for the basketball. And you put them on again. But also, in terms of the hefsik, you know that this game, unless you're just a winner chicken dinner, and you're playing 12 games in a row, and you just can't be beat. So everyone's like next, and you're the person who's on playing next. Playing the people who are, waiting for you. So you're on for 2 hours, you thought you were going to get knocked out, you thought you were a loser. You thought you were going to get knocked out in 5 minutes. So you didn't know. It's when you know you're going to be on the court for an hour, you don't have to make a new bracha when you put them on again. The Mishnah Bura quotes the Shlok. What?
Don't. Once you know that, you're going
to
be...
If you know it's going to be a 45-minute break, you don't need to make a new bracha.
It's longer than 45.
What?
It's longer than 45, you don't say bracha.
So we say that the poskim said that if it's longer than an hour, you would. There are even some chiluke deos about that. There are some, different opinions about that. That if it's the same time every week, and you know that the games are an hour and 15 minutes or something like that, so people can be makil and you don't have to make a new bracha because you knew about that hefsek. That's what I was referring to before. If you're sort of like mechavin and you know that this hefsek is going to be this and this time. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Shla, the Shnei Luchos Habris, quotes the Shla, that if the tzitzis or talis slips off your body, it's not a hesach hadas, specifically talis. I mean, tzitzis is hard to slip off your body, but specifically, unless those people who wear it over their shirt, but specifically a talis, the focus is there, when you're wearing the talis, because we only wear it for davening. Next, we're towards the end of Shir now. What can you do with pasul tzitzis? What should you do? So the Gemara in Megillah, shout out to all my Megillah guys, we start Sunday. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak. Megillah has four parakim. So the beginning of Bnei Ha'ir, Shemachu Rechov Shalir, so the beginning of parak Bnei Ha'ir, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, tells us about a blot into the parak that tzitzis are tashmishe mitzvah. There are two categories, Ariel, of mitzvos and cheftas of mitzvos, tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. Tzitzis are considered to be, not like tefillin, not like a sefer Torah. Tzitzis are considered to be tashmishe mitzvah. The Gemara says that tashmishe mitzvah are nizrakin. You can throw them out technically. Whether it's appropriate to do that, we'll describe how you discard of tzitzis in a second. And tashmishe kedusha are nignazin. Tzitzis do not need to be put in shemos or gniza. They could be thrown in a garbage can, but they should be discarded appropriately. How appropriately? Put them in a bag that goes in the garbage bag. Put them in a separate plastic bag, and that plastic bag, in turn, you know, tie it separately, and then put that bag in the, then you put that bag in the garbage. The Rama points out that one should not give tzitzis to non-Jewish cleaners. If you're worried about them cleaning it properly, or not cleaning it properly, you should not give tzitzis to the non-Jewish cleaners. But according to the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, Gimel Tes, the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis says that since we just said, based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, that tzitzis are tashmishe mitzvah, you may wear tzitzis and a talis into the bathroom. Tefillin, of course not. But you may wear, technically, you may wear tzitzis and talis into the bathroom. Some people just don't like to do it, just because of the kavod. But technically, halachically, technically, me'ikra din, you're allowed to. And the Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Chaf Aleph, tells us that you may sleep, technically, you may sleep in tzitzis or a talis. Why shouldn't you give it to the non-Jewish cleaners? We didn't answer that. Why shouldn't you give it to the non-Jewish cleaners? Because, this goes back to Shas, as everything does, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Parakam Amad Likin, which is the My Chanukah Sugyas, our upcoming Yontif, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, tells us about the concept of Bizui Mitzvah, disgracing a mitzvah, where it's also, within Bizui Mitzvah, the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom of the Amud, where it's also machlokes, whether you may remove tzitzis on one beged to put it on another beged. Matirin mi beged le beged. We posit machlokes Rav and Shmuel in three cases. We posit like Shmuel in these three cases. One of these three cases is, in fact, yes, you may be matirin mi beged le beged. You may transfer them from one beged to another. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us, you may enter a cemetery, a Beis HaKvaros, wearing tzitzis, but you may not wear them out. If you normally wear them out, you're not allowed to wear them out because of the pasuk of Loeg L'Rosh, Cheref Oseihu. Loeg L'Rosh is mocking the dead. You're mocking those people who are L'Rosh, who are poor from mitzvos. They can't perform mitzvos anymore. When we dress a mace, this is in fact the reason. When we dress a mace in tachrichim, in the mace shrouds, in the clothing, we dafka make sure the tzitzis are psula. Dafka makes sure that it's a tzitzis psula. And finally, the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis tells us, "Ureisem oso uschartem is kol mitzvos Hashem." That Re'ia brings you to Zechira, and Zechira remembering leads you to Asiya. Again, Re'ia brings you to Zechira, seeing the tzitzis reminds you, and Zechira leads you to Asiya. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Rashbi, says that anyone who's careful with this mitzvah will be zochet to see the Shechina. Even though tzitzis technically is a mitzvah kiyumis, we spoke about the nature of the mitzvah earlier in the shiur tonight, mitzvah kiyumis and chiyuvis, so mitzvah kiyumis, only with a beged of dalad kanfos, that's also the raya that it's a chovas ha-beged, not chovas ha-gavra, that only with a beged of dalad kanfos, one should go out of his way, but you only chayev if you're wearing a beged of four corners, one should go out of his way to always wear tzitzis, because tzitzis is equivalent to all 613 mitzvos. The gematria, right? Very good. Everyone should have a great night. We pick up next week, Mirtz Hashem, with Hilchos Tefillin.